Hundreds of protesters from the tiny town of Una in Himachal Pradesh state squatted on a state highway, blocking traffic and demanding the government act swiftly to secure the release of the three men. Una is the hometown of two of the hostages who were taken captive more than a week ago. Friday's demonstration followed a threat by the Iraqi kidnappers to kill one of the Indians if the kidnappers' demands were not met. A video broadcast Thursday showed a masked man pointing a rifle at one of the captives. The group that is holding the three Indians is also holding three Kenyans and an Egyptian. The group is demanding that the Kuwaiti transport company for which the seven men work stop doing business in Iraq because it supports the United States. Worries about the hostages have gotten worse since the recent execution of two Pakistani hostages in Iraq. The father of one of the Indian captives, Ram Murthy, appealed to the kidnappers on Indian television to release his son.
मैं राम मूर्ति अंतर्जमी का पिता इस संगठन से अपील करता हूं.
He says the hostages are poor people and could do little to fulfill the kidnappers' demands, which should be made to the government. India has already urged the kidnappers to free the men, saying they're not there as occupiers. India's Foreign Secretary Shashank says the government is working towards the safe return of its citizens. Mr. Shashank says the truck drivers were ordinary workers who went to Iraq to earn some money. He says the Indian government did not send them. India did not support the US-led invasion and has no soldiers in Iraq. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.